由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We're so glad you joined us again.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好，好高兴你能够收听我哋今日嘅节目。
And we're going to continue in the series of the Master's Manifesto.
我哋咧要继续讲嘅系主嘅宣言呢个系列嘅信息。
And I want to begin by telling you about a former politician in Australia.
喺开始之前咧，我系想先同你讲讲。有关于一个在澳大利亚，即是澳洲，一位前政治家的事。
Back in 1970, he was making a statement and he said that the Bible is wrong.
在1970年，他宣称圣经是错误的。
The meek will not inherit the earth.
他说温柔的人是不能够承受地土的。
Only the aggressive and the assertive and the strong will inherit the earth.
只有積極進取的人，是自信又剛強的人，才能夠去承受地土。
To most people, meekness means weakness.
對於大多數人來說，溫柔就意味著是軟弱了。
This man was one of them.
這個人就是其中一個這樣看的人了。
Many, many people around the world believe that.
這個世界上很多人都是這樣看的。
The moment they hear the word meekness, they think of somebody who is a doormat.
当他们一听见温柔这两个字，就会想起那些好像擦鞋箭一样被人践踏的人。
The moment a person hears the word meekness, they think of someone who's weak.
他们一听见温柔这两个字，就会想起那些软弱的人。
Or someone who is indecisive.
又或者是那些优柔寡断的人
or someone who is timid,
或者是那些胆怯的人
or someone who is a loser,
又或者是一些失败的人
The moment so many people hear the word meekness, they think of someone who is fearful.
他们一听见温柔这两个字，就会想起那些胆小怕事的人
They think it means coward.
他们认为温柔这个字呢，其实是代表了懦夫的。
The moment a person hears the word meekness, they think of someone who is told what to do.
又有些人呢，一听见温柔这两个字呢，就想起那些言听计从，人家讲什么他都说什么的人的。
The true meaning of the word meekness has nothing to do with these descriptions.
但是温柔真正的意义和这些的描述呢，是完全不符合的。
Meekness is neither weakness nor timidity.
温柔既不是软弱，亦都不是胆怯。
Nor does it mean to be a doormat.
温柔更加不是任人践踏。
Meekness, as we are going to see today, it means power under control.
正如我们今天所要讲的，温柔是代表着控制自如的能力。
Not so long ago, a prominent American announced that Christians are losers.
在没几年之前，美国有一位的名人呢，他宣称基督徒都是些失败者来的。
This man went to a Christian school.
这个人呢，是曾经在基督教的学校读书。
And they taught him this wrong concept of meekness.
因为校方呢，错误地教他温柔的意义，令他呢，产生了误解。
Therefore, he concluded that meekness means weakness.
咁所以咧，佢就断定温柔就系软弱嘅意思啦。
And to be successful, he could not be weak.
为咗成功咧，佢系唔想软弱嘅。
But that is a great distortion of the real meaning of this third beatitude in the Master's Manifesto.
呢个咧，其实系一个好大嘅曲解，系曲解咗主嘅宣言里边。第三项的福气所讲的温柔的。
Certainly no one could accuse Moses of being weak or a coward.
一定是没有人可以指控摩西说他是一个弱者或者是一个懦夫的。
Yet God described Moses as the meekest man on the face of the earth.
但是神就说摩西是世界上最温柔最谦和的人。
There is no more courageous man who walked on the face of the earth than the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个世界上再没有任何人能够比耶稣更加勇敢了。
And yet he said of himself,
但是当耶稣讲到自己的时候他就说
I am meek and lowly in heart.
他说我是柔和谦卑的。
In fact, the Bible tells us that there is a sinless type of anger.
实际上圣经告诉我们有一种无罪的愤怒。
The Bible tells us there is a righteous type of anger.
圣经话呢一种咧系一种义怒正义嘅义。
The Bible tells us that there is a courageous type of anger.
圣经话有一种勇敢嘅愤怒。
The Bible tells us that there is a godly type of anger.
圣经话一种咧系一种属神嘅愤怒。
When Moses came down from Mount Sinai,
当摩西由西乃山落嚟嘅时候。
And he saw the people worshipping a bull.
当他看见百姓竟然去拜一头金牛犊的时候。
After all that God did for them.
亦即是呢神为他们做了一切救赎的工作之后。
He smashed the tablets of the Ten Commandments.
那他呢就很愤怒地扔碎了写着十诫的那块法板了。
When Jesus saw the temple being desecrated by unbridled greed,
当耶稣睇见圣殿被一啲贪婪嘅人佢哋所玷污嘅时候咧
，He whipped them out of there and cleansed his father's house.
佢驱赶佢哋出去，洁净咗天父嘅圣殿。
There is a godly anger which builds up.
呢个咧就系一种有建设性嘅属神嘅义怒啦。
But there's also a godless anger that tears down.
但是亦都有一啲咧，系唔属于神，系一种具破坏性嘅一种嘅愤怒。
There is a righteous anger that cleanses.
义怒咧系可以洗净污秽嘅。
And there is a selfish anger that defiles.
但系另一种自私嘅愤怒咧，却系会污染人嘅。
There is a courageous anger that seeks to glorify God.
勇敢的义怒是要去荣耀神的。
Then there is a cowardly anger that seeks self-glory.
但是懦弱的愤怒呢就只是为了自己自我的荣耀。
The Bible makes a distinction between the power out of control and power under control.
圣经里面很明确地是分了受控制以及不受控制的能力。
Proverbs 16:32 says,
在箴言16:32那里说
He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty.
那里说不轻易发怒的胜过勇士。
And he that rules his spirit than he who takes the city.
自服己心的强如取城。
That is power under control.
这一种力量呢就是一种受控制的力量了。
In Proverbs 25:28,
在箴言25:28,
it says,
那里这样说,
He who has no rule over his spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls.
那里说, 人不制服自己的心, 好像毁坏的城邑, 没有墙垣。
That is power out of control.
这个呢就是一种不受控制的力量了。
I have a plaque on the wall in my office.
在我的办公室的墙上面呢是挂了一块的横匾的。
It is written by a great Korean saint.
是由一位韩国的圣徒呢所写的。
It says, when you lose your temper, you lose everything.
他说当你发脾气的时候当你的脾气你的情绪是失控的时候那你就失去一切了。
Obviously, the reason I hang it on the wall is because I know something about that subject.
好显然，我之所以将呢一块嘅匾额系挂喺墙上咧，就系因为我喺呢件事上系有经验嘅。
Years ago, the Lord began to teach me this very, very important lesson.
几年前，主开始教导我呢个非常非常重要嘅功课。
And the lesson is this.
个内容咧系咁样讲嘅。
Are you listening carefully?
你系咪好认真咁听紧我讲咧
？Anger is power.
佢话愤怒系一种能量。
Just as fire is power.
就好似火系一种能量一样。
I know what it is for the fire of anger to flare up.
我知道怒火爆发嘅时候嗰个情景系点嘅。
When fire is under control,
但系当火受控嘅时候
，it becomes your servant.
佢咧就可以系俾你使用啦。
You can harness it to accomplish great things.
你可以利用佢去做大事。
But when the fire gets out of control,
但系当火失控嘅时候咧
，it becomes your master，
佢就做咗你嘅主人啦
，and would create havoc，
就会形成大灾祸。
So it is the case with anger，
就好似发嬲一样。
It can be your servant，
佢可以成为你嘅仆人
，or it can be your master，
又或者佢可以成为你嘅主人。
A woman one time came to a minister one day。
有一日，一位女士咧嚟去见牧师
，and she said to him，
就对佢讲啦。
She said after my temper flares, it's all over。
佢话我发完脾气之后，一切都完咗啦。
And the minister replied，
咁牧师咧就回答话
，So is a shotgun blast。
佢话咁咧就真系好似开枪一样啦。
But look at the damage that is left behind。
你话楼下嗰个嘅破坏系几大呢
？I have known Christians who have been believers for 40 years。
我认识一啲嘅基督徒咧，已经系信主40年咁耐啦。
And yet they have never learnt this important third lesson from the Master's Manifesto。
但系佢哋今日咧都仲未学识主喺第三项福气所教导嘅重要嘅功课。
If you are listening to us for the first time，
如果今日你系第一次听我哋节目嘅咧
，I want you to know that we are in the midst of a series of messages entitled The Master's Manifesto。
咁我咧就想话俾你听，你听紧嘅系《天路导向》，我哋咧讲紧主嘅宣言呢个系列信息。
And it is to be found in Matthew chapter 5。
咁咧系记载喺马太福音嘅第五章嘅。
Jesus' beatitudes are like a string of pearls that identify the Christian character.
耶稣所讲嘅八福就好似一串嘅珍珠，将基督徒嘅品格完全彰显出嚟。
Just like the fruit of the Spirit are many, and yet it is fruit in the singular.
就好似圣灵嘅果子有好几样，但系其实咧，佢系一个果子嚟嘅。
So are the beatitudes.
八福亦都系一样。
They may be eight or nine in number。
你可以咧数到八样或者系九样。
Yet they are one cluster。
但系其实咧呢八福咧系属于一组嘅。
But they are given to us in steps。
系一步一步咁样展现俾我哋睇嘅。
Each step helps us develop godly character。
每一个嘅步骤咧都帮助我哋去培育。神嘅性情出嚟。
As we live in a world that is increasingly belittling the importance of character，
当我哋生活喺呢个越嚟越唔重视品格嘅世界里边
，Those who are poor in spirit，
虚心嘅人
，have the kingdom of God，
天国系佢哋嘅。
Because the poor in spirit become the ones who mourn over their sin。
因为虚心嘅人咧，系会为自己嘅罪哀恸嘅。
The poor in spirit are the mourners over sin。
虚心嘅人就系为自己嘅罪哀恸嘅人啦。
And the mourners over their sin are those who will have power under control.
而为罪哀恸嘅人呢，就系能够控制自己嗰个力量嘅人啦。
Because they have their power under control, they will possess the earth.
就因为佢哋能够控制自己嘅力量，所以咧佢哋就能够承受地土啦。
To be poor in spirit and mourn over sin is our disposition toward God.
虚心同埋为罪哀恸系我哋对神嘅态度。
But to be meek is our disposition toward people.
而温柔咧就系我哋对人嘅态度啦。
Those who have the right disposition toward God,
嗰啲对神有正确态度嘅人
，they will have the right disposition toward people.
佢哋对人咧都会有正确嘅态度。
Those who walk humbly before God,
嗰啲喺神面前谦卑嘅人
，will walk God's way toward others.
就会按照神嘅方法咧去对待人。
Those whose hearts are right with God.
嗰啲对神持正确心态嘅人
，will learn to develop the right heart toward people，
就会学习以正确嘅心态去对待人啦。
If you have your Bible with you, turn to Matthew 5:5.
如果你手头上有本圣经，请翻开新约圣经嘅马太福音第五章第五节。
Jesus said,
主耶稣话
，Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
The Greek word translated meek here
喺呢度咧，翻译成温柔呢个词嘅希列文咧。
Was a very familiar word to the original hearers of the Lord Jesus.
对于当时耶稣嘅听众嚟讲咧，系非常之熟悉嘅词语嚟嘅。
It was used to describe the soothing effect of medicine.
佢咧系攞嚟去描述药物使人咧个心系更加系舒畅嘅一种作用。
It was used to describe the effect of the gentle breeze upon the sailing boats in the water.
是拿来呢描述微风轻拂帆船的情形的。
It was used to describe the wild animal who has been broken.
或者呢是描述被驯服之后的野兽的。
These were the three common uses of that word during Jesus' earthly ministry.
当耶稣在世上传道的时候呢，这些呢都是在当时对于这个词语最常用的三种解释。
Let us look at each one of them very closely.
让我们来仔细地看看这些解释。
Write them down.
请你写低下来。
The medicine.
是包括了药物。
The wind.
风。
And the wild animal.
以及是野兽这三个的含义。
If there is one thing that these three incomparable items have in common, it is this.
如果呢三种唔同嘅事物系有个共通点咧，咁嗰个共通点就系
power，
就系能力啦。
Medicine has power，
药物咧系有能力嘅。
Power to destroy viruses，
药物有咩能力咧？就系有能力去杀灭嗰啲嘅病毒。
Power to dull pain，
有能力咧去镇痛。
Power to relax muscles。
有能力去放松那些肌肉。
Power to relieve the fever.
有能力去退烧。
Power to help in the healing process.
有能力是在医疗的过程里面发挥很多的功用。
The wind has power.
风也是有能力的。
If you mention the word hurricane,
如果你讲到关于飓风这个字眼，
People who live in the hurricane regions of the world,They will shiver with fear.
咁嗰啲住喺飓风区域嘅人咧，佢哋就会惊到打冷震啦。
Why？
点解佢哋会有咁嘅反应咧
？Because wind has power.
因为风系有能力嘅。
Wild horses have power.
野马亦都系有力量嘅。
If you ever watched a man on a bucking horse，
如果你曾经睇过骑野马嘅人
you would know that a horse is a powerful animal.
咁你就会知道咧，马系一种好有力量嘅动物。
The medicine,
药物
，the horse,
马
，all have power，
都系有力量嘅。
If their power is under control，
如果呢啲嘅力量系能够好好咁样去控制嘅话咧
，wonderful things will happen。
咁奇妙嘅事就会发生啦。
If their power is out of control，
而若果呢啲嘅力量系失去控制嘅话咧
，devastation will happen。
咁就会酿成悲剧啦。
Medicine in the right dosage will help in the healing。
合乎剂量、合适剂量嘅药物咧，系有助于疗效嘅。
But if a person decides to drink the whole medicine bottle all at once，
但系如果一个人系一口气咁样饮晒成樽药咧
，thinking that he will get well quickly，
而以为咁样就可以尽快康复嘅话咧
，he will get more sick，
咁佢咧就会病得更加严重啦。
A gentle breeze is delightful.
微风能够咧系令人觉得心旷神怡嘅。
A summer breeze is great for sailing of boats.
夏日嘅海风咧系有助于帆船嘅航行嘅。
Too much wind becomes a hurricane and a great dust storm.
但系风势太猛嘅话咧，就会形成飓风同埋沙尘暴啦。
And the hurricane and the dust storm destroy.
而飓风同埋沙尘暴咧，都系具有破坏性嘅。
A trained horse is delightful to his master.
一匹驯服嘅马咧，系会令到主人咧觉得好称心满意嘅。
But an untamed horse is dangerous.
但系野马咧就会系形成危险嘅。
When Jesus used the word meekness,
当耶稣讲温柔呢个嘅字眼嘅时候
，He was telling us all about power.
佢喺度教导我哋有关于能力嘅功课。
Power that is harnessed，
约束咗嘅力量。
Power that is tamed，
驯服咗嘅力量。
Power that is under control，
受控制嘅力量。
Power that is subdued，
克制住嘅力量。
Power that is broken，
破碎咗嘅力量。
Let me give you example from the Bible，
让我咧系多举一个例子，系一个圣经里边嘅例子。
When Abraham's shepherd and the shepherd of his young nephew Lot came to blows，
当亚伯拉罕嘅牧羊人同佢个侄罗德嘅牧羊人系发生争执嘅时候咧
，Abraham had his power under control。
亚伯拉罕咧就表现出呢一种咧系受控制、系克制住嘅力量啦。
Abraham said to his young wild nephew，
佢对佢嗰位又年轻又桀骜不驯嘅侄咧咁样讲
：Take what you want and depart in peace。
佢话选择你想要嘅一切，平安咁样离开啦。
Abraham could have said to Lot，
其实亚伯拉罕大可以咧对罗德讲
：You only have what you have because of me。
可以话如果唔系我啊，你根本一无所有啊。
He could have said to him，
佢亦都可以咁样同佢个侄讲。
You know that the elder gets the first choice。
你应该系俾年长嘅先拣选嘅。
And you will get the leftovers。
剩低落嚟嘅先至系你噶。
You are an ungrateful nephew, and you will not get anything。
你简直系一个不知好歹嘅侄啊！你咩都唔使知得到啊。
But to the contrary。
但系啱啱相反。
Abraham had power, but had power under control。
亚伯拉罕佢有呢种能力，但系佢克制住自己。
He said to Lot in effect，
佢同佢嘅侄罗德咁样讲
：Take what you want。
佢话你要乜嘢就攞去啦。
Go where you choose，
去任何你所拣选嘅地方。
I will take the leftover，
我咧会系攞剩低落嚟嘅。
And go in the opposite direction。
同埋咧，系去相反嘅方向。
Abraham knew that his inheritance was secure in God.
亚伯拉罕知道他的财产全部都在神的保护之下。
Abraham believed that his sufficiency was in the Lord.
亚伯拉罕相信在主的手里面他是丰富有余的。
Abraham knew that God was the source of his blessings.
亚伯拉罕亦都知道神是一切福气的源头。
And God's storehouse never runs out.
神的仓库是永远呢都不会有缺乏的。
Abraham knew that his greedy nephew could not rob him of anything that God had for him.
亚伯拉罕明白他那个贪婪的侄是不能够夺取任何神赐给亚伯拉罕的东西的。
Please listen carefully.
请仔细听我讲啊。
No one can rob you of what God has for you.
冇人可以夺取神为你预备嘅一切。
If someone tries,
如果有人试图咁样做嘅话
，God is going to make it up to you.
神呢都系会补偿俾你嘅。
With dividends on top,
系会连本带利咁样补偿俾你嘅。
When you are meek.
当你是温柔的时候
When your power is under control,
当你能够控制自己的力量的时候
God's blessings for you are yours alone.
神给你的福气呢就是单单属于你的。
And your name is written all over it.
是全部都在你的名下。
Nobody can take it away from you.
没人可以将这一切呢是夺取。
God kept his promises to Abraham.
神坚守他对亚伯拉罕的诺言。
And because Abraham was meek,
就是呢因为亚伯拉罕是温柔的。
He inherited the earth.
他的而且确是承受了地土。
I have noticed that we've just run out of time.
我留意到呢我们的时间已经是差不多了。
And I want to tell you so much more about this.
我哋咧实在系好想同你咧系多啲倾下呢个话题，系讲下咧有关于主嘅宣言，有关于主耶稣喺登山宝训上面嗰啲嘅分享，嗰啲嘅教导。
So will you promise me that you'll tune in next time so you can hear the rest of this？
所以你能唔能够答应我下次会继续嚟听呢
？Until then, I wish you God's richest blessings。
愿神大大赐福俾你。好欢迎你呢是写信给马克牧师和我叶朗天。信封面呢只要写电台所广播的通讯地址就可以了。你可以同我们分享你的代祷事项，亦都可以呢是如果你在读经方面有问题呢都可以来信去询问的。好啦，咁今集的天路导向来到这里，我们下集时间再见。